Episode 1871, How to Stop the Negative Self-Talk.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. It is a brand new week, so rise and shine. Let's begin with some positivity in our life today. Oh yeah, we're talking about how to stop the negative self-talk. It's Mindset Monday. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Stay tuned here on the podcast and in the new newsletter, as that will be the area and the place you will find the latest and greatest information on an academy that I know you're going to want to jump into. All right, with that being said, we've got to get serious here. Everything you say to yourself matters, absolutely everything. And in order to reach your goals, you have to learn how to stop the negative self-talk and awaken the greatness within. Now that is going to be huge for a Monday. I know, deep breath, but I know you can do it. You know, the inner critic in all of us shouts day and night. It shows up in the dark alleys, bright days, starry nights, and cloudy days. Those inner critic voices, what does it do? It yells hurtful things. They place doubt in all the cracks and crevices of the day. The voices constantly judge and belittle you. And the best one of all is you're not good enough. How many times do you say that to yourself? And it may not be those exact words. It could come in a variety of ways. Twists and turns on various words that just envelop your heart. Your inner critic can become very harmful. It can stifle your dreams and goals. It can rob you of your well-being and hope. It can lead to serious mental health issues. So I want to pause for a moment. If you have been experiencing negative thoughts for a long period of time, one that you feel like you just can't get out of and they keep coming back, you know the difference, because we all experience negative self-talk. But then there is a difference. If you're one who's saying, I can't get out of the way I'm feeling, then I am pleading with you right now. You need to seek medical assistance. One way you can do it is by contacting your police department or your fire department and ask for help. Ask them to give you suggestions within your community. You can go and go to an emergency room or an urgent care center. And also, if you're like, okay, I've been there, done that, and it doesn't work, you can also contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Now, don't sit there and say, no, that's not for me. If you know that there's this negativity and you are not escaping it, there's this depression, there's this anxiety, call this number, 1-800-273-8255. Now, I know this is serious and it's heavy on a Monday, but life is too precious. And I'm telling you right now, you matter. I don't care what thoughts you're having. I don't care what your boss told you. I don't care what your boyfriend told you, what your husband told you, what your kids said to you, even what your dog barked at you. You matter. Your life matters. So if you feel like you are caught in a slump and you've been there way too long, please seek help. Now, with that all being said, negative self-talk is a part of life. It's part of our reality, but it should not consume you. And that's really the difference. You know you can't get out of it, and you're going down this rabbit trail, and you're going and you're going, and you keep going and you keep going deeper. You need medical assistance. And guess what? There is no shame in that. Get help. Seek out counseling. Seek out therapy. Go to someone who is well qualified. If you have a confidant that you can trust, go to that person. If you attend a regular church, go there and talk to somebody, because it's serious. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, negative self-talk, it exists. And it's these voices that we hear that says, yep, you're not adding up to much today. You didn't fix breakfast on time. You hit snooze too many times. The laundry's still messed up. What were you doing this weekend anyway? You knew you had 5 projects to get done and you didn't even get to 1. Because you were sick and the baby was sick and then your husband was upset and doing his whole thing. Life just got in the way. So now it's Monday and you're like, I feel like CRAP. Negative self-talk, it exists for all of us. But I'm here to tell you, there is hope. And that should bring a smile to your face. So let's talk about the big surprise. Did you realize that 5% of your thoughts come from your conscious mind? That leaves 95% for the subconscious mind. And there's the unconscious mind, but we'll leave that for another day. So if we think about, get it, think about, if we think about how many thoughts we have per day, it runs on average, understand these change, 50,000 to 70,000 thoughts per day. Now you could have less than that or you could have more than that. Maybe you're a really heavy thinker and there's no stopping you. And if you don't sleep as much, well, you're going to have more thoughts, right? So don't sit there and say, oh, but I don't have enough thoughts. Don't try to count your thoughts. You're going to get too wrapped up in it. Just understand we have a lot of thoughts. And 50 to 70,000 thoughts per day, that's 38 to 49 thoughts per minute. How many thoughts have you thought about since the beginning of this episode? Okay, you probably have already thought at least 20. And you're like, but how far are we in yet to this episode? I have no idea. But we're just going to keep thinking and we're going to keep moving forward. I get all of these numbers and figures can be crazy, but I want you to understand this. Our thoughts are with us every single day. But guess what? You can change your thoughts. Now, there's an article that was published in Psychology Today, and it was a group of business students who demonstrated that of their subconscious thoughts, 70 to 80% were of a negative tone. So that means they had thoughts of like never, can't, shouldn't. Those kind of phrases showed up. Yet of their thoughts, they thought they were thinking 60% positive, which tells us really what? That majority of our thoughts that we think are, you got it, negative. Now that just seems unfair. Well, that tells you how messed up we are. But not on this Monday, because you are going to really be thoughtful about who you are and what you're going to be doing and how you move forward in your everyday. When we think about what we're thinking about, we want to think more positive, not negative. So there's power in your thoughts, right? And you can override even your perceived thoughts, which comes from your conscious mind. So it's vital to learn how to stop the negative self-talk and awaken the greatness within. And the way to do that is to whack a thought. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Whack a thought. Now, we've talked about this before. I don't know how long ago it was, but I expanded it just a little bit. The whack a thought back in our older episode was WAC. Well, this one came from the actual original Whack-A-Mole. Now, you're probably thinking, what? Yeah, do you remember that game where it's an electronic game? No, not one that you play on your phone or your tablet, but one where you hold this stick that has this, you know, padded thing at the end of it, and you're sitting there whacking the mole. They pop up, and you're like, boom, 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 boom. You kind of come up with your own little rhythm and everything by whacking the mole. Well, this one is to whack a thought. Know your thoughts to change your thoughts. And the whack is W H-A-C-K, Whack-a-Thought. Now, you have to think about what you're thinking. And most of us don't. We just blurt out whatever comes to mind, or we just blurt in whatever comes to mind. Either way, most of the time, we're putting our foot in our mouth or in our head, which makes for a total disaster. And if you want to change your mindset, you've got to be willing to what? Change your thoughts. So let's break it down to whack a thought. Number one, write your thoughts. Take inventory or keep a log of what you're thinking. You got to know what you're thinking. One way to do it is first day that you start the log, just write down the thoughts that come to mind. Now, it's going to be a little challenging. You could do it digitally. You could actually speak it. You could do a voice memo, or you could do pen to paper and do it old-fashioned way. It depends on your schedule, but you could do like a day one and just write the thoughts. Day two, write your thoughts and then the situation where you thought about that thought. So were you standing in the kitchen when you said to yourself, I'm not good enough, and you were fixing dinner? Because for some reason, whatever, maybe your husband made a comment and you're like, oh, I didn't have dinner on the table when he walked in the door, and now I feel like I'm only 10% tall. What was it? So write your thought and the situation. Correlate both of them. And then on day three, you can write the thought, the situation, and your reaction. Now, if you want to take it another step forward, on day four, you could write the thought, the situation, your reaction, or your response. Because that's a big difference. Are you responding or are you reacting? Reacting, think of it as knee-jerk. There's not a lot of quote-unquote thought put into it. You just do it. But a response is pause, make a decision as to what you're going to do, and then you move forward with it. There is a difference. And I know because I've lived that. I used to be one who would be very, very highly, highly reactive. And I needed to take a step back and say, breathe, inhale. Now let's respond. It totally changes your scenario and the atmosphere that you're in. So write your thoughts. Number two, H, harmonize your thoughts. Now I know you're thinking, I have to sing my thoughts. No, we're not talking about singing your thoughts. However, that would be adorable. But what I want you to think about here is, yes, the harmony, the balance between the good and the bad. You're going to have bad, but you also need good. So if you have a bad thought that comes to mind, okay, maybe it's warranted. Okay, fine. You're going to have a few of those. Those are kind of your gut checks. We all need those gut checks. But if it's a bad thought that just says, yeah, you really screwed up that time, didn't you? You're just not really good at getting that laundry all together because now all the whites are pink because you left that brand new red shirt in there and forgot to take it out. Okay. Yeah, maybe it was warranted, but you didn't have to go as far as thinking, I can't do the laundry and I fail every single time I do something. And why do I even try, right? You're going down a rabbit hole. No, no, no. So balance it with good. Hey, you did do the laundry. It turned out not exactly as you wanted it. However, guess what? Now you have some cute pink things that you can enjoy. So harmonize your thoughts. Match your thoughts with your dreams or goals. If you know you're going after something, then have your thoughts go after that dream or goal. You can also revamp your thoughts. So if you say something negative, replace it with something positive. Now, you know what? All of this, yes, takes work. So be patient with yourself. Whack-a-thought is not meant to happen overnight. You're not going to conquer the game of life with whack-a-thought in one night. Oh no, it's going to take weeks upon weeks into months, but you can do it. I believe in you. So number one, write your thoughts. Number two, harmonize your thoughts. Number three, assess your thoughts. Now this is going a little bit further. That wonderful log that you took inventory of, and you're also thinking, okay, I'm trying to harmonize here. What does this look like? Am I being good, bad, ugly? What is it? You need to assess your thoughts. Are they more negative versus positive? Maybe you are more positive. That's fantastic. Then don't overthink it. Sometimes some people luck out and they were raised up in a family that was very positive, and so they just tend to be more optimistic. Now, is there a lot of those people around? No, not normally. Usually you have more pessimistic people out there. However, you can become balanced within that. So you got to know, are you thinking more negative or are you thinking more positive? Also, assess your thoughts when it comes to your triggers. Maybe there's a situation, right? You're writing down your thoughts and then the situation. Maybe something happens, and when that happens, then you react a certain way. So what are those triggers? Is it something the kids do? Is it spilt milk? I've told you multiple stories about our spilt milk situations, and sometimes, yeah, it can be a trigger for me. So take a step back and really begin to assess your thoughts. And another great word is analyze your thoughts. I know it may be overthinking, but if you want to get down to the nitty-gritty as to what is happening in your mind, you got to do this. And also, another way to assess your thoughts, look for patterns. Are you thinking certain things like around that time of the month where you've gained that extra 4 to 6 pounds and you're just feeling bloated and just like, oh, I just don't look good. And you find yourself going down that rabbit hole and it lasts for just a couple days. And it's like, oh, I don't look like that. Oh my, look at my wrinkles. And then it disappears. Okay. So look for the patterns. What patterns are showing up for you when it comes to your thoughts? So you've got right, harmonize, assess, and then number 4, C, craft your thoughts. Replace negative with positive thoughts. Also, understand this. You're going to need to have thoughts that involve that gut check that sometimes says, yeah, girl, you screwed up, and that's okay. But it gives us what? That constructive criticism. Now, some people don't like the word criticism, and I get it. I understand that. But we have to be creative when it comes to how we're going to grow our thought processes. And so in that, you want to think constructively. Think about building a building, right? You can't build a very, very tall skyscraper if the foundation isn't strong. And you don't want that foundation to crack. Well, that's why you have to have constructive growth thoughts. Foundations will crack unless if it's built properly. And so you want to craft those thoughts. So as you continue to build over time and over time, you're not having all these cracks down below where as things begin to shift, everything then tumbles to the ground. So craft your thoughts accordingly. And finally, number 5, K, know your thoughts. I can't stress this enough. Yeah, I know it is simple, but never stop knowing. You got to know your thoughts. Think before you speak. Think before you think. This is the ultimate awareness. This is when you are stopping for a moment. It's like you fast forward yourself going, okay, I'm going to think this. And then you actually truly think it and you put it into full motion. And it's almost like, okay, I'm like two separate people here. Now, it sounds strange. And I'm sure you're thinking, Christiane, you have gone off the deep end. I promise you I haven't. But this is one way in real life when it comes to changing your thoughts. You've got to think this way. You have to be so methodical. And you have to know your thoughts. Think before you think. That is the ultimate awareness. Now, keep in mind that in order to make a thoughtful change, you must be deliberate about the thoughts you think. It's not going to happen overnight because nothing happens overnight, whether it's good or bad. It will take much effort on your part, but you can be more positive and less negative. And remember this, be kind to yourself. If that is the only thing you remember today, be kind to yourself. That whack-a-thought, just think about whack-a-thought. Whack-a-thought, be kind. Whack-a-thought, be kind. Whack-a-thought, be kind. That's what you're going after. You want kindness in your life because you matter. Change your mindset by changing your thoughts. For one step at a time leads to your miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.